Trin fled through ascendancy space in the form of an Aster ship, bleeding smoke and light into the void. She thought she'd evaded her pursuer, but couldn't be sure. Her core had been damaged in a catastrophe she could not remember. She'd need an emergency diagnostic and restoration cycle to see how much damage she'd sustained. For now, a small Aster was inconspicuous enough to avoid ascendancy scrutiny. All she could remember was a very human face coupled with a human promise.
"Find my son. I will. I promise."
Trin had traveled a long way with only those two fragmented memories driving her. Now she could feel the end creeping up on her. She would be lost to the depths like a sinking lifeboat if she didn't find land. Thankfully, she happened upon the Titanus, one of the Ascendancy's great blade ships. Its purpose was to stay far away from the fighting, retrieve and convey intelligence in the ongoing war against the Dominion Constellar. There had been a time when the Dominion had helped save the civilizations from Vine and tyranny. Over the past 3 centuries, Trin had seen it devolve into the very thing it had sworn to destroy. The Ascendancy was now the new wave of resistance fighters opposing oppression. She wouldn't feel safe until she had landed into the blade ship's docking bay. A line of Astas was returning from a scouting mission. Using her waning energy, Trin used her ARO technology to cloak herself, so that not even the Titanus's caster prism could discover her. Even so, she prepared herself to flee. Humans still hadn't forgotten their fears of arrows. The tyranny conflict was still too recent. Trin hadn't seen another of her kind in 300 years, only angry humans bent on destroying her. If the humans aboard the Titanus found her out, they'd cast a Gorgon trap around her without hesitation. Of course, there were the few who hadn't wanted her dead, but she couldn't remember any of their names. If there were more arrows out there, they'd hid themselves too well. The line of Astas descended toward the blade ship, their registries getting pinged for position data and explaining where they'd been. If Trin was lucky, it wouldn't see her, and she could slip past its drop shield array. Besides, her registries were empty. Trin couldn't know where she'd been for the past several hours. Even the memories of the past several months needed repairs. Still, her systems continuously recalled the face and the promise of her awareness. She could not let go of the light they gave her. "Find my son." Keeping back about 10 clicks from the nearest Aster, Trin approached the Titanus slowly, keeping herself alert for trouble. There were no other blade ships within 5 lights of their position, and she would not get that far if something went wrong. ARO cloaking one at a time was impossible to detect. Would this blade ship be as thorough? Each Aster landed in its assigned bay, and nothing indicated they discovered her. But she hadn't placed herself in actual danger yet. Rushing, Trin sped through the open shield array before it closed itself off to traffic. She was now in the blade ship's artificial atmosphere and felt her frame resonate with the humans' frenetic chaos beyond. Hundreds of humans rushing this way and that in dizzying confusion. Keeping herself cloaked, Trin transformed. The cells of her human-created body were trillions of nanoscopic chains made up of decahedron-shaped nodes. They responded to her will, built themselves into any shape, take on any color in the known spectrum, and shifted around in allowing her to change into almost any form she wished. They also expanded and contracted in plasticity. To the untrained eye, it appeared like the breaking of the law of conservation of mass. The technology inside her was so advanced that the humans feared the arrows and attempted to destroy them all. They almost succeeded. The same technology that had once condemned her now acted as her salvation, transforming herself into her chosen identity, a woman of average height and weight, pale skin and hickory hair pulled back in a thin ponytail. Trin landed on the lip of the docking bay, steadied herself, and dashed behind some crates that were fastened to the bay floor. She released her cloak and glanced around to determine if she'd drawn attention. Thankfully, the humans aboard this ship seemed far too complacent to notice her. When she's ready, a pilot suit and helmet emerged from her skin and covered her. She then emerged from the shadows and strode into the fray with purpose, eventually falling behind a line of other pilots. Overhead, a voice sounded on the comm, counting down to the next scouting mission, while hundreds of voices called out and the Aster's engines roared.